This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green. Shinzo Abe, Japan's influential former prime minister, was shot during a campaign speech Friday ahead of Sunday's upper house election. According to multiple Japanese media reports, Abe was speaking at a train station in the city of Nara, just east of Osaka, when he was approached from behind by a man carrying what appeared to be a shotgun. Two apparent shotguns followed. Videos posted on social media showed bystanders scrambling to help Abe, who was laying on the ground motionless. He was taken to a nearby hospital where local media say he was experiencing cardiac arrest. Japan's public broadcaster NHK said that the alleged shooter has been detained. Abe is Japan's longest-serving prime minister. He stepped down in August 2020, citing health reasons, but remains an influential voice in the country's ruling Liberal Democratic Party. Former U.S. President Donald Trump's White House counsel will appear Friday before the Special Congressional Committee investigating the attack on the U.S. Capitol on January 6, 2021. Attorney Pat Cipollone will testify behind closed doors in response to a subpoena. Cipollone's actions during the deadly attack were described by witnesses at previous hearings. Former White House aide Cassidy Hutchinson testified last week that Cipollone had warned her at the time that they could face every crime imaginable if Trump went to the Capitol that day after speaking to his supporters. The House Select Committee will hold two more hearings next week. Democratic Committee member Adam Schiff says a hearing Tuesday will focus on efforts to assemble Trump supporters in Washington on January 6, including members of the far-right extremist groups Proud Boys and the Oath Keepers. Several members of those groups face criminal charges for what federal prosecutors say is the leading role they play.